This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So far, we've skated without any crazy April Fool's jokes. I think we have enough April Fool's reality.
Yeah,
we don't need any. We don't need any humor these days.
One April Fool in particular, I can think of.
Yeah, exactly right.
Everyday Fool.
Right.
By the way, you did that very well when you said hello, everybody. Not ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We can't even
trying to adopt the Disney way here. Yeah,
folks.
Yeah, we're not doing April Fool's jokes today, but Scott Hinton will be announcing his candidacy for president coming up at the convention tomorrow.
There you go.
Is that happening?
Today's program brought to you by
Governor Ewing from Governor of Minnesota, by the way, too.
You are fake news.
Save us. Save us, Kevin. Craziness. Action Movers, our fine sponsor this year. Our business is booming, and they are hiring for warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers. By the way, their schedules are filling up. So if you're planning a move and you want to get a quote, cost you nothing to get a quote, cost you nothing to get a place in line, I suggest you don't leave this to the last minute. Get ahead of it. Action Movers. Two A's in action. ActionMovers.com or call them 701-566-5532. And if you're looking for a career with a great family-owned, veteran-owned company, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932, stop and see in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 701-566-5532. Another of our talk radio town halls with Senator Kevin Cramer back with us for the full hour. Senator, hello and welcome.
Well, hello, and thanks for having me. And I'm so excited about Kevin's run for governor of Minnesota. I can hardly, I'm ready to move tomorrow.
I want a lawn signed, and I'm in Bismarck, but I support him.
Yeah. Looking for your endorsement, Senator.
Time to stop talking about it, Kevin, and do something about it.
Yeah. That's right. There you go. Step it up, buddy. Not talk. We need some action. That's what I've been hearing all day.
Exactly right. by the way, I think you're going to be the tiebreaker here on the Hovind versus Becker race tomorrow, because I was just going through all the texts, and Hovind had the edge on the calls. I think Becker has the edge on the texts. So, who's going to get your vote tomorrow?
Well, I'm voting for John Hovind. I announced that the day that he announced that I'll be supporting John. He's a good friend, and I've supported him every step of the way. In fact, a little known secret, although it wasn't a secret at the time, but when John Hovind first ran for governor, I was, of course, the economic development director in the Schaefer administration. And a little reminiscing here, but I'll never forget that day at the Fargo Dome, where the convention was held at the Fargo Dome that year. And I appeared on the big screen in a little introduction video to John's parade or efforts or campaign. I don't remember what all was going on, but supporting John Hovind, and I had a whole bunch of people come to me right away, conservatives, and say, "Are you sure he's pro-life? Are you sure he's pro-life?" I said, "Are you kidding me? He's as pro-life as anybody in this place." And I've been with John Hovind ever since, and have always supported him, and have no reason not to continue.
What do you think the question delegates should consider is tomorrow? Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it's a good point, Scott, because I think what they have to consider is they have to look at the entire body of work. They have to look at the his time in office and the accomplishments of it. And perhaps, you know, step back for a minute and think about the jobs he's held and the things he's, you know, the moments he's held these jobs through, both as governor and as a United States senator, as a member of the Appropriations Committee, an appropriator specifically for national defense because he's on the subcommittee, appropriator for agriculture. He's also on the Agriculture Committee. And just look at that body of work and measure it not just by some particular group's measurement or their hand-picked bills, but rather at the entirety of the work. And I just think you look at that and you go, John Hoeven, not only does he deserve another term, we need him for another term. We need him in this moment that we're in where we're likely to take control, be the majority again in a year. And the House almost certainly will be in the hands of Republican control and to combat this crazy administration that we're up against. And he's done a good job, you know, to this point in doing that, in stopping some big bad things from happening, and particularly again on the appropriation side, but also on the economic side, Scott. And I think that's where we forget what you've done for me lately, because lately is like, what did you do yesterday? Remember the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that passed by one vote. And John, of course, and in fact, I'll never forget John Hoeven and John Thune. I was in the House at the time, coming over to the House on a regular basis, and I was sort of their escort in the House chamber and getting Paul Ryan to sit down, or going even to Paul Ryan's office one night, very late one night, being called down there to talk about details that were really important to get all of the votes necessary, not in the House, but in the Senate. And we were able to do that. We were able to fashion things. This might not surprise you. He was raised in a banking family and still owns banks and is very successful at that. But he has a detailed understanding of economics and what makes the economy work. And so when you look at, quote, conservatism, we oftentimes will just look at it as, how loudly you talk about something or how specifically you've either cut or spent money. But remember, there's a whole economy that's at the heart of all of this. And I think, you know, the body of work for John Hoeven over the years is such that we need him for another term. Now, all of that said, I want to be really clear about this, Scott. You know, there's one opiner around here that likes to say, you know, Cramer endorsed John Hoeven over Rick Becker, or Donald Trump endorsed John Hoeven over Rick Becker. We're endorsing John Hoeven because we need him. We need him. And he's got the experience. He's got the right philosophy. He's got the right temperament. And more than important than anything is he's got the ability to actually move the ball toward the goalpost, on a regular basis, as opposed to, you know, spending all of his political capital every single day on getting on, Tucker Carlson, for example, like some of my colleagues do, but they rarely get co-sponsors for their bills, if you know what I'm saying. So this is a tough place to work. The Senate is the most powerful legislative body in the world. There are only 100 of us, and that means you have to keep at least 59 friends close to you to get a big idea done at 60 votes. And John's really, really good at that. It's an art form as well as a work ethic.
Can you explain what's going on in the rules? Somebody called at the end of the hour saying, I've been suggesting, okay, when you're not winning, then you want to change the rules. Some people are saying, well, it's the opposite of that. What rule is being proposed to change here?
Well, so first of all, we always have to consider the source. And so I got an email last week talking about a consideration for a new rules package, and I saw who it was from. I thought, do I even need to open this, frankly? But I did. I did, and it didn't take long. I think the second paragraph, right away you get to the point. And to your point, when you're changing the rules, you're right. It's generally because you're not winning. Some of the people that are pushing this rules change, by the way, haven't been at the table for a very long time. When they were at the table, they were trying to change the rules. The same people trying to change the rules at this convention went to Cleveland to try to overturn Donald Trump's nomination to be president of the United States, to be the Republican candidate to be president of the United States, and got shouted right out of the arena. Because they thought that they somehow were smarter than all the primary voters around the country. And these same people, when I was a candidate for the House of Representatives in 2010, changed the rules after I won every delegate at one of the district conventions. They called me up and said, we're going to change the rules and you're going to have to redo that one. You know, because they didn't say because we liked the other guy, but that was obviously the reason. So that, and so they changed the rules actually the direction exactly opposite of what they're doing now. And so, you know, the convenience of rules, you know, everybody likes a big strike zone when your pitcher is on the mound, and then they want a small strike zone when your batter is next to the plate. That's not how this works. This is a hard business. Don't get me wrong. I love passion. Self-governance requires activism, but even that requires boundaries, particularly, Scott, when the family is who's having the squabble. And let's face it, come on, there were less than 200 Democrats at their convention. They didn't even endorse every office, and we're having over 2,000. I like our convention and our party's chances a lot better, but we still have to get through this.
Texas says, hoping to get my vote.
We're on the same side.
Right. Yeah, we're battling for the same thing, and we've got a battle, no doubt about it. So, Texas says, Hovind gets my vote, but I'm glad Becker challenged him. I think that's well said. Yeah, exactly right. A good conversation to have. More after this.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Sanex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Jonas, tell us a little bit about your experience with DJ Coulter and American Family Insurance.
The thing I love most about the DJ Coulter agency is that I'm not just a number, I'm a name, and they know me, and they know my family, and they've done a great job taking care of us with any of our insurance needs. One of the fun things about their team is that if they don't know the answer, they're real quick to get back to you. In every instance, they've been able to bring it to a great resolution, and I'm just so thankful for how they've taken care of us and our needs.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641. All month long at a PetroServe USA, you're going to save on Red Bull. 3 12-ounce cans are $6. Wild River Beef Jerky, $4.99 a pack. Stun Guns are $5 off. And that any size fountain pop or coffee cappuccino deal is good all month long. 49 cents, you pick the size. What a deal. Fresh baked muffins, fresh baked cookies, a 4-for-4 deal where you get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best made cookies around, and a drink on us. 4-for-4, PetroServe USA.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind? Talk Radio Town Hall today with Senator Kevin Cramer. Real quick, just to finish on the rules. What would happen if this rule change was adopted? I know that state law says something different, so this is quite a sticky wicket here. But what is it they seek?
Yeah, that's a great question. It seems that what they're seeking, here's the irony after I read the memo, the letter, the first thing I thought is, so this is a group of people who are claiming that the brand Republican is owned by a corporation. I'm oversimplifying it, but this brand needs to be protected from those pesky Republican voters out there who aren't paying to come to the convention, who aren't paying to come to a precinct caucus. And we should have a very serious discussion about paying to vote. It has been objectionable to me for 30 years. It's been objectionable to me. I've never understood why we charge people to vote, but that's what we do. And they want to make sure that only the people who are paying to vote are the protectors of the brand. The irony is they're using the brand that they don't own to go against the people that are the corporate board of that brand. In other words, the irony of the argument on its face, it's so hypocritical as to be dismissive, in my view. And then so the other thing they want to do with away with primaries. They've believed that primaries are the antithesis of convention politics. To some degree, they are. But remember, this isn't like a new thing. Primaries have been in law for decades, maybe centuries. Now, some people say, well, that lacks discipline. To that, I'd say I agree, which is why we ought to have voter registration. We ought to have party registration. We're the only state in the country that does not. So if you want to have that, you know, that identity and that discipline that's built into, okay, I'm more conservative, so I belong in the Republican Party. Sign here. This is what you are. You're a Republican. You get a Republican ballot at the primary. You put your name on the line and your reputation on the line. And that, I think, has a built-in discipline to it. But what you don't want to do is tell the person who can't afford to stay in a hotel and pay the $85 or the $50 fee to vote at a precinct caucus that they don't have a say in who the conservative person on the ballot should be under the Republican banner. That's a very significant philosophical problem for me. And I've always had more faith in the people. As you know, Scott, I'm the first Republican in North Dakota history to run against a party-endorsed candidate and win the nomination outright. And I like my chances with the public. It's why I come on the radio with you for an hour every single week. I like talking right to the people, and you shouldn't be afraid to do that. And unfortunately, people, they see the party, I think, a little bit as a club. And by the way, it's not just the people that are suggesting the rules change. We all have to be attentive to this. None of us are entitled to these jobs. As you know, I do not take it lightly. Our exceptionalism in this country is that we're self-governed. Self-governed demands activism. But when activism within the family, under the umbrella, the very large umbrella that is the Republican Party, large is proven by the fact that we win by overwhelming margins anymore in this state. That also requires staying within the rules, and don't let your passion become zeal, because as the saying goes, zealots are generally humorless. Beware of the zealots. They are generally humorless. And we don't want to lose our community. Now, I will also say this in defense of all of them that are passionate, that have, you know, that have strong feelings about this and want to express those feelings. I've always welcomed feelings on all sides. Heck, I was on for 14 minutes yesterday on MSNBC with Chuck Todd. I don't mind the fray. I like it on all sides. I think it's what makes us great. But remember, conservatives celebrate the individual. We believe the community is made up of individuals. Liberals believe that individuals are just pawns in their communitarian goals. And so we need to, I think, as a party, reestablish and recommit ourselves to more people being involved, not fewer people being involved.
All right, let's get to the calls for Senator Kramer. Text welcome as well. Call 800-228-0550. Text 701-237-1590. Travis Minot for Senator Kramer. Go. Travis, are you there? Okay, I don't hear Travis, so we're going to go next.
Mute?
I don't know. Let's go to this caller, anonymous caller. Go ahead, anonymous. You're next on What's on Your Mind for Senator Kramer.
Yeah, I was calling about Hunter Biden. My thoughts on Hunter Biden, if he's found guilty and if it leads to Joe Biden, that they should lead, to the full extent of the law, be prosecuted. Likewise, I see the same for the former President Trump. Now, in the past, you guys
You have a question for Senator Cramer?
Yes. Why have you given a pass to Trump on everything from tax fraud, insurance fraud, banking fraud, the January 6th investigation, the call to Ben Raffensperger, the Trump Foundation, Trump University, Access Hollywood Youth Care?
Okay, got a long list there. Let's just boil it down to giving a pass to Donald Trump.
So some of the things you brought up wouldn't be able to be prosecuted because they weren't necessarily illegal. A lot of things you brought up are accusations that have never been proven. And as far as I know, those accusations that can be proven or at least can be investigated, that where there's evidence, I believe they're doing exactly that. I think the Justice Department is doing exactly that, and we know in New York they're doing some of those things. It's just that they've never come up with anything to actually prosecute them over. The only prosecutorial authority the Senate has is when the House sends over articles of impeachment, and the House has been doing that without sending evidence. And so he hasn't been prosecuted. They've wasted our time, even to the point of trying to prosecute him after he was president, as goofy as that is, and that's pretty goofy. So again, you can't just abuse the prosecutorial powers by political witch hunts, which is what Democrats have tended to do.
Make a good Capitol Press reporter there, I think. Speaking of Chuck Todd yesterday, they just are consumed with Donald Trump.
They really are, Scott. I just confess to you, I haven't had as much on TV in a long time as I had with Chuck Todd yesterday on MSNBC. That was enjoyable.
It was.
I think he enjoyed it too, by the way.
I hope so. Yeah, and maybe an awakening of sorts. Kevin in Fergus Falls for Senator Cramer. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, Senator, thank you again for being who you are, and Scott for hosting the show. I appreciate what you're doing in your state. I live in western Minnesota, Otterdale County. I actually had a question for Scott on the cryptocurrency and data mining and opening up North Dakota to all these warehouses. And it was kind of like, we have the resources here. But what about the common folk that just need a little bit of break from their 40% hiring bills? It was a question that I was considering yesterday when I heard Scott getting all excited about cryptocurrency. Anyway, go for it.
The question that came up yesterday was North Dakota Department of Commerce going down to a Bitcoin conference, a crypto conference in Miami, making the case for North Dakota being the place for the cleanest mining. So what he's talking about there, just in 30 seconds or less, your thoughts on the crypto space, Senator Cramer?
Well, interestingly, Scott, as you know, I'm on the banking committee, and I've often said that's like Sonny Bono being on the Judiciary Committee, but he was, and I'm on the banking committee, and the whole crypto thing is still, I have to admit, it is still hard for me to wrap my mind around. As every time I think I understand it, I learn something else, and I think, well, maybe I don't understand it that well. With regard to North Dakota being a place to mine safely and cleanly, the Commerce Department is exactly right. We have the resources, probably better than about anybody, to do exactly that. Without passing judgment on crypto.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April auctions include nearly 1,500 acres of crop pasture and hunting land in Slope, Stark, Hettinger, and Dunn counties in western North Dakota, 224 acres of exceptional cropland in Grand Forks County, and 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Griggs County, and further auctions in Pembina, Stutzman, Wells, and Burley counties in North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Do not travel to Russia due to harassment against U.S. citizens by Russian officials. U.S. citizens residing or traveling in Russia should depart Russia immediately. Net Price of the State Department.
In recent weeks, we have seen reports of U.S. citizens being singled out and detained by the Russian military in Ukraine and when evacuating by land through Russian-occupied territory or to Russia or Belarus.
When Florida passed parental rights in education last month to block schools from teaching sexual information to kids in kindergarten through third grade, Disney took offense and said they will fight to repeal the law. President Biden called the bill hurtful. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on the bill.
But the bill does provide substantive protections for parents, which I think is very, very important because there's a movement to say that somehow parents should just butt out of the schools. I think that that's wrong.
USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're traveling on this Friday, might I suggest a stop for some home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA Fish and Fries or Salisbury Steak in Valley City today off exit 292. Off I-94, Harwood and I-29 exit, their three-piece fish fry basket or tater tot hot dish. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, right by Bonanzaville, the far west location, come off 94 there. It's not too far, or Main Avenue, on down from the I-29 exit. Fresh fish sandwich or fried or baked chicken, your options today. 12th Avenue, PetroServe USA fish sandwich, chicken fettuccine, NP Avenue fish sandwich, baked cod and pollock fillets in Glendon. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall here. Till the top of the hour. Texter wants to know, with a great number of people working from home, would you support bringing back the home office deduction?
Well, first of all, I actually think even without a whole bunch of people working at home, there will always be a lot of people working at home. I think more people ought to get to work, quite honestly. But I think a home office deduction makes sense. I think that people should be able to carve out that special place in their house that's designated largely for their work. Chris and I have an office at home that we share that we use almost exclusively for our jobs. I think you should be able to deduct whatever square footage is specific to your home, and that makes perfect sense. It's your business.
Texas says, by voting for the fake infrastructure bill, John and Kevin both sacrificed the future of our children and grandchildren on the altar of pork barrel politics. Is that what that was?
No, not at all. First of all, I don't know what they mean by fake. We really did do it. We passed it. I cast a vote. I helped write the bill.
I think that what they're saying is that it's not actually infrastructure.
Oh, it is. It's actually 100% infrastructure. There's some infrastructure in there that I wouldn't put in if I was the king, but I'm just a minority member of the United States Senate, and still we got a lot of infrastructure in there. I mean, about 40% of it is just highways and bridges alone, Scott. And then the rest is broadband, water, and by water I mean ports, which are very important, waterways very important to the movement of products. You talked about a broken supply chain. Our ports and our waterways are really important. Some rail, not a lot, because rail is largely a private sector investment, but there is still a lot in terms of more localized rail facilities that get support. There's also, of course, some infrastructure for things like electric vehicle charging stations. I think there was $7.5 billion. If it was up to me, we wouldn't have that, but it's not completely up to me. We had about a $950 million bill. So $7.5 billion, I mean, and so about $7.5 billion of it is for that. Now remember, these are costs spread out over 10 years too, by the way. We have a highway trust fund. Every time you fill your car with gas, 18 cents on every gallon goes into that trust fund specifically for building roads and bridges and maintaining them. That's where a good chunk of the money comes from. The other money that isn't part of that is, it was money that was for the most part, already appropriated and sent to states and communities, as well as other places in the original CARES Act and other COVID relief packages. So we repurposed a bunch of that money. So we didn't add to the debt or the deficit at all, and focus all on infrastructure of all types. Again, mostly transportation infrastructure, and as well as some electronic infrastructure with broadband, because broadband's a lot like the interstate highway system, Scott. If you have pockets of the country that don't have high speed broadband, you can't do business there. You can't do business with them. You can't do business through them. They can't do business with the rest of the world. And it's a very important part of commerce. In fact, you can't even do a transaction anymore without good broadband. So, it's not a fake infrastructure, and it didn't do anything in terms of hurting the future of our children, because again, these things are all paid for. These are not things that we borrowed money for.
One thing that gets lost, I think, in that infrastructure debate is, of course, the dollars. You know, people are concerned about just how much money it is. But obviously, that was the reason that I thought it made some sense, was because it prevented a much bigger bill that would have been voted on by just Democrats and rammed through like everything else Biden's done. The worst of the worst.
Which is what they tried to do. That's right.
All Democratic votes. But also, it was actually less total spending than what Trump proposed. How different was the actual, you know, infrastructure proposed in his, what was it? Did he have a $3 trillion?
Well, he started at $2 trillion, and he was willing to add another trillion when he was negotiating with Nancy Pelosi. And by the way, I supported, I actually thought when we were doing the CARES Act, I suggested to him, I said, why don't we just do a really big infrastructure bill rather than sending free money to a whole bunch of people to not work? How about if we put it all into infrastructure and actually at the end of the day have an asset that has as its primary purpose the movement of our nation's economy? And I, of course, obviously lost that debate. People like infrastructure. It's overwhelmingly popular, by the way. I don't know if maybe everybody believes that, but it is overwhelmingly popular among Republicans, independents, and Democrats across this country. The other thing, Scott, that's in this bill is there's a lot of regulatory reform. We streamlined the siting process, the permitting process for highways. We took the 10-year norm and brought it down to a 2-year norm. What we did is we put into law the Trump rule. The Trump rule that he instigated was this one agency rule. So rather than having first the Department of Transportation take its 2 years to review a project, and then the EPA takes 2 years, and then the Corps of Engineers takes another 2 years, and then, you know, the Bureau of Land Management, and on it goes, we made it one agency. And that was something that Donald Trump did, and Joe Biden removed that rule on his first day in office. He rescinded it. We put it in the law and got every Democrat on the committee to vote for that law. We did the same for gas gathering. So like out in the Bakken, for example, where you have a hard time getting natural gas pipelines, gathering lines permitted by the federal government, we streamlined that process as well. So that's good for the economy and it's good for the environment. And again, we got every Democrat to support that. So there was some serious regulatory reform. We did some other regulatory reform as well that was more modest, but all of it was more conservative than what the existing rules and regulations are or were at the time. And I think that doesn't get stated often enough, how major our victories were as Republicans and as conservatives in that bill. The problem is it became symbolic. That was really the big problem. And this is what happens so much, Scott, and so much of today. Today's arguments is that things become symbolic rather than policy-oriented. And part of the reason for that, I'll be just really blunt, is because of lazy legislating. And it's because there aren't enough members that come on the talk radio and talk to the people and give the facts and take the criticisms, take some of that back and change things We need to be more communicative, but of course it's also the blessing of being a North Dakota senator. I bet I saw 400 North Dakota high school students, by the way, this last week. The last couple of weeks, probably 500 that have come to visit us, and I just love it so much. And I always tell them what we have going here with you being able to come to the Senate steps and talk to your United States senators, your peers in California, New York, you know, Florida, Texas, and every other place pretty much along the coast does not have this opportunity. We need to take advantage of that as your servants. And I of course happen to enjoy it as well as benefit tremendously from it.
Thanks for the text. Others welcome at 701-237-1590 to the phones again. By the way, your call's welcome there at 800-228-0550 on the Talk Radio Town Hall this Friday for Senator Kevin Cramer. Tom Grandforks, you're next. Go.
Hey, Senator, how you doing?
Hey, Tom. I'm good.
I got a question. Scott illustrated the point in the last hour when he said the ATF is trying to go ahead and get a couple of triggers reclassified. That's not the ATF's job. That is Congress's job. Now, Congress has ceded every constitutional authority to another agency or somebody else. And right now, what they're doing is basically passing bills that violate the 10th Amendment. You see what I'm saying? The problem is, if I were you, I would go ahead and have the ATF's director's head on the platter. He has no authority to do this.
Well, I'm assuming you're speaking figuratively, of course, but remember, none of us, neither John or I, voted for the ATF director. This guy is a crazy anti-gun activist, first of all. Second of all, to your fundamental point, and I appreciate you bringing it up. In fact, I love you bringing it up in this context because this is a microcosm of the bigger problem in our government today. And that
That's my second point. We go ahead and you've ceded the war powers to the president back in 2003, and then you got this idiot saying that, well, I actually voted for the war before I voted against it. Well, make up your mind. You're either for it or against it. You know, and now that idiot's running around the world preaching everybody on climate change.
Yeah.
As you can see, I'm livid.
Yeah, but so here you're exactly right, Tom, and that's another good example. So you illustrated a little microcosm and a really big one, and in between there's a whole bunch more. Waters of the United States, Clean Power Plan, Delaware River Keepers versus the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and on and on and on and on they go. And this is why the real fight for at least the firewall is in the courts. And that's why last week, or this week, I guess, when Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson came into my office to talk about her confirmation to the United States Supreme Court, her and I had a 45-minute talk about this one topic, very large general topic, and she has a belief, as do many liberal judges, that these extra constitutional authorities, these extra legal authorities, not granted by the Constitution to an agency, not even granted by the Congress to an agency, in fact, in some cases, literally prohibited in federal law. She feels that the courts ought to be able to add these extra authorities where they see that they're necessary. And she's been overturned, by the way. She was overturned in one case 3-0 by the D.C. Circuit Court, no less. That's no small matter for a liberal because it was so prescriptive, the law so prescriptive. But, Tom, I think a couple of things in terms of why we ought to be encouraged. First of all, the courts. That is, they haven't prevailed in a lot of these where they've actually been challenged on a constitutional basis or on a legal basis. And I'm always happy to sign on to an amicus brief. So in addition to legislating, I think Congress has to illustrate its intent sometimes by actually engaging in the legal fight. Secondly is, of course, winning presidential elections and putting the right people in place in the bureaucracy. And this is an area where Donald Trump, I think, aimed high, but he didn't even realize how bad it really can be and how aggressive this bureaucracy actually is. And we just have to be way more prescriptive in our legislating. It's harder work, but that's what we need to do. We need to be.
Tom, thanks for being a whistleblower on the
great illustration.
Yeah, exactly. It's just the overreach that's going on. It tentacles are into everything. One more segment to go with Senator Kramer after this.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our 5 escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Once on your mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com Superdrive. It's not just a lane departure thing that goes, hey, get over there. It moves your vehicle over there. I've driven it in a Cadillac. It's in some of the 2022 GMC Sierra 1500s, which you can order now. And man, I gotta have that in my next vehicle. I've got to. New Buicks and GMCs arriving daily, and over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs are clearly marked priced to sell most with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Get yours now. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Kathy in Bismarck for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi, Senator Kramer. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm just wondering where you're standing on your vote for the Supreme Court nominee.
Yeah. So it probably when I do announce my vote, it probably won't surprise anybody. But I am reserving the announcement until probably Monday morning, more out of deference to the process, quite honestly, Kathy. But I have a lot of concerns. I mean, you know, I've talked about my conversation with her, which was centered around states' rights and federalism, these extra constitutional and extra legal authority she wants to give federal agencies and has, frankly, throughout her career, although fortunately she's been overturned. But that doesn't even begin to address her other problem of being well below the national average on sentencing for child pornography perpetrators. And that's, anyway, it's very concerning. But I'm going to wait and make my announcement probably early Monday morning just because I just want to honor the process that's going through the committee.
Nate Fargo for Senator Kramer. Go.
Yes, hello. I called you back in November and talked to you on the program about the Abbeygate explosion and the explosion at the Salt Pit CIA clandestine site. And I was saying how Sentex was used from the CIA, and in the investigation, RDX and PETN were also found on site. And I was wondering, seeing how you're on the Armed Service Committee, if you ever looked into that, I would like the readout in the report.
Yeah, I don't recall the conversation, and I only got about every other word that he just said, Scott, so I might have to get a transcript or something of it to get back to him. But if I did go into the SCIF and got some information, classified information from the CIA, the readout would be pretty general. Right now I have to claim some ignorance because I'm not really completely certain what you're talking about. Like I said, I only got about every other word, and don't remember the previous conversation, but.
Texter wants to know if you specifically can do anything to stop Biden from releasing oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Yeah, he does have that authority. And, boy, is that a weird thing, by the way, Scott. A million barrels a day for up to 180 days, 180 million barrels, which thank you, Donald Trump, for buying it. Remember when oil went negative? That's when Donald Trump was buying oil to top off the Sproul. And the Sproul, we don't need, frankly, I don't even think we need a Sproul anymore because we have the Bakken and fracking. But that said, the Sproul is for emergencies. And an emergency is like a hurricane or a war, something that cuts off our ability to produce oil. And that is not where we are. Right now we have a crisis of inflation created by the policies of Joe Biden, and he shouldn't be using the Sproul for that. What he ought to be doing is unleashing American energy. And I had a lot of TV yesterday, national TV, on this topic. And
is it making a difference? Is there any? Is there enough critical mass of pressure on Biden to actually, have to do something?
I don't know, Scott, because frankly, there's a lot of pressure on him, particularly from our allies. And one of the reprieves he has, as weird as it sounds, is that we're heading into spring, not into winter, even in obviously in Europe. And so the demand for the products that they need that they've been relying on Vladimir Putin to get is not so great. So that, you know, there's a little bit of bait and switch, a little rope-a-dope that's going on in all of that. But he is feeling the pressure, not only from Republicans, but also from some Democrats to do some things. The question for me is, and that is, what's the opportunity? And what's the opportunity for Republicans and Democrats to come to some agreement to recognize that American fossil fuel is cleaner than other fossil fuels, that we ought to be developing more of it here. We ought to get some regulatory reform because, Scott, you and I know, we know a lot of people in the business. Regulatory reform is more important than any subsidy that you could possibly give. There's plenty of capital if the capital can be assured to get a return over the long term. And so there are some moments, I think some opportunities here to negotiate, but that also means we have to be ready to give on a couple of things as well. And that's what becomes, the imperfect. And we don't want to miss the opportunity.
Rick in Watford wants to know how it can possibly take over 13 months to receive two suppressors for my rifles paid for, waiting for the paperwork from Washington.
I don't know. I'd be happy to look into it if Rick wants to, you know, open up a case for it. We can certainly look into it. But I think what Rick's experiencing, what a lot of people are experiencing, is that that's the bureaucracy slow walks whatever they want to slow walk. That, frankly, that's why there are so many of these, quote, leases that Joe Biden likes to talk about that aren't being used, is because the bureaucracy slow walks permits. They slow walk certificates. Anything that they have the authority to enforce or to administer, if they don't like the law, then they just slow walk it. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's a victim of some of that.
Well, the music tells us we're done for another Friday. Covered a lot of questions, comments. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the text. Senator, thank you as always for the time.
Yeah, thank you for the time. And thanks to all the callers and texters and listeners that help me do my job better, hold me accountable, and give me some really good ideas.
All right. Well, Senator Kramer will be there over the weekend. The Republican Party Convention will be having all the readout on that Monday on the program. God bless
you. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.